The Shita Mekubet says over here in Ois Aleph brings, we'll go to the second Pshat, he brings on the Toises Acheros. It seems that he's learning that when the Anu Pshat, when the Gemara says V'chisal Kedai V'shezakov V'gabi Mizbeach, the Gemara means the klal that we know, Mekmitzo V'eilach Mitzvah Kohuna. In fact, Toises Daf Yuches Amid Beis before doesn't learn like the Shita. The Pashtis is that the Gemara doesn't mean like if you notice the Shita when he starts off in Ois Aleph, he also seems to go that the Gemara doesn't mean but Toisvis Tafid Chesam Ed Beis asks as a question, why doesn't the Gemara say that Melicha has to be done through a Koyin because of this Klal of Mekmitzu Ve'elach Mitzvah Skuruna? And Toisvis asked the question without giving an answer. Perhaps we'll expand a little bit on the mitzvah of Melicha, because it pertains also, besides that it's very nogeya in the whole sugya, but it's nogeya as well as far as the Mekmitzu Ve'elach Mitzvah Kohuna. Rav Yoshe Ber, and perhaps this might be the answer to Tosis' kasha on Yilches Amid Beis, Rav Yoshe Ber was Ma'orer a Gevaldike Svara, and he said that, and he asked as follows. The Shita learns that the Gemara means Mekmitzu Ve'elach Mitzvah Kohuna. Toisvis on Yudches asks, why isn't there a Mekmitzu Ve'elach Mitzvah Kohuna? Rabbi Yoshe Ber, Zichroino Levracha, was Ma'orer. Why? I shouldn't say why. Yes. How is it Shayich, Mekmitzu Ve'elach Mitzvah Kohuna? The Klal of Mekmitzu Ve'elach Mitzvah Kohuna pertains to those avoidis or pulois that have to be done mitzad the maisa mincha. It's part of the maisa asiyas amincha. But if there's a mitzvah klolis that doesn't pertain b'miyucha to mincha, it was given by all muktarim. Mincha happens to be from the muktarim. It could be a murim of a zevach. It could be oil sa'oif. It doesn't have to be koimitz mincha. And the reason that koimitz mincha requires melicha is only because of the mitzvah klolis that was set on all muktarim. How does it apply? This klal, how is it possible to apply this klal of Mekmitzu Ve'elach Mitzvah Kohuna? Mekmitzu Ve'elach Mitzvah Kohuna was said that there's the kmitza, there's the matin koimitz bekli, there's the hoilocha of the koimitz, there's the aktar of the koimitz, all the process, what's part of the process of the mincha per se, but what's given as a Kloliesticker, I don't know in English, they say universal. If it's given by the mitzvah klolos for all muktarim, and mincha happens to be, koimitz mincha happens to be one of the muktarim, l'chayra, b'pshutoi, we would say that we can't apply this klal of mekmitzu ve'elach mitzvah kohuna. So Rabbi Yoshe Ber wanted it, he concluded, this, the fact that the Rishonim are applying this klal would be a raya to what the Briskerov, what his father the Briskerov said Bidas Rambam, and will maybe expand a little bit on this, which the Briskerov, it's Mamish Negeya, the whole sugi over here of Melicha. The Briskerov said as follows. We have over here, seemingly we have over here a machloikis if melicha is ma'akiv. We'll get to there. We'll get back to this. How it stims with the Gemara, but let's first see the Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Hey, Hilchas Yisurim is Beach, Halacha Yud Aleph. Mitzvus Asei Lemloyach Kol HaKobonis Koidim Sheyalu Lemizbeach Shenemar HaKol Kobon Chetakriv Melach. The Rambam brings the Mitzvus Asei that all Kobonis before they go up on the Mizbeach the Ton Melicha. The Rambam concludes, besides Yayin of Nesachim, Dam and Eitzim. Okay, this we won't go into now. The Rambam in Halacha Yud Beis is Mamshich. Hikriv beloy melach klal loike. Shenemar beloy sashbis melach bris elokecha. If let's say someone, a Kohen, was Makdir, was Makriv, I should say, beloy melach, and he didn't put on the melach onto the mukta, he's loike, he was oiva on the lava, beloy sashbis melach bris elokech. Stam bederech agav, in passing I should say, this is very negay also to speak out, without the Rambam, this Rambam, we would be able to say that the mitzvah, the lav of Eloi Sashbis, is not a lav on the Etzem HaKrova B'loi Melach. The lav is a lav not to do the Melicha. What do I mean to say? Is it considered a lav She'ein by Maisa, or is it considered a lav She'yesh by Maisa? If the Eloi Sashbis is a lav on the not doing the Melicha, then it's a lav She'ein by Maisa. So why does the Rambam, who paskins lav she'ein by ma'isa, ain't like in a lav, not like Rabbi Yehuda, how can the Rambam say that there's a malchus when someone is makriv beloy melach? So obviously the Rambam holds that the lav of a leisashvis melach b'risa lekecho is a lav on the ma'isa aktora, on the actual aktora. The lav is to be makdir without melach. The Isser is the actual Hakrova with the absence of the Melach. And that's why the Rambam says there's a Malchus. Okay? That's not the point over here we want to make, but that B'derech Agav, the Keren Oira, I think, should speak it out. The Keren Oira, this point. The Rambam is Mamshich, V'afal Pi Shaloike, even though there's a Malchus on someone who is Makriv, a korban beloy melach, ha korban kosher v'hutza. The korban b'diavad is kosher v'hutza. Either he means the korban or he means the imurim. It's a kosher aktoras imurim. We'll soon see. Chutz min ha-mincha, besides mincha, shahamelach me'akev b'kmitza k'moshe yizboer, shenema v'loy sashbis melach bris alikecho mi'am v'chosech. The Rambam says that all Kobonis Malich is not Ma'akiv. It's only Ma'akiv by Mincha. In fact, the Rambam uses a Loshin, Shahamelach Ma'akiv Bekmitza. The Briskerov was Nestapik. When the Rambam says Bekmitza, does he mean only Koimitz of a Mincha? What would be by Minchas Nesachim, which is also a Mincha, but doesn't have a Kmitza? Or Minchas Koyein? The mincha, a koyin is menadev a mincha. Choyted is a, could be, is a Rav Shimon, nikmetzes, we won't go into that, but a mincha, we don't pass, a mincha is koyin, a ninvas koyin for sure. We can call it a mincha is koyin. La halacha we pass it anyways, like the abonim of the Rav Shimon, even a mincha is choyted for a koyin doesn't have kmitza. A mincha is koyin. Does, that has no kmitza, that you take the whole mincha and you makte the whole mincha on the mizbeah. Is Melicha Ma'akev or not? Does the Rambam mean Shamelech Ma'akev B'Kmitza Dafke Kmitza, Dafke Koimitz? Or the Rambam means Hamelech Ma'akev B'Kmitza, the Rambam means Menochois as opposed to other Korbonois? if the Rambam means as Menachis as opposed to other Kabbonis, which that might be the Pashtus, even though he uses a Lashon B'Kmitza. So then when the Rambam says by other Kabbonis that it's kosher, a problem arises. Why does the Rambam have to say it's kosher if we're talking about the Emurim of other Kabbonis? A Kabbon doesn't need Haktoris Emurim. Unless the Rambam means the Haktoris Emurim is a kosher Haktoris Emurim. My Nafkimina. Perhaps there are Nafkiminas. Lagabe, if there's no other boss besides the Haktora, if it blives a Yesh boss, he can be saved the Dam. Or perhaps if he has to wait, if it was the sky in the Haktora, if he has to wait, Lagabe the Achilles Bosa, we won't go into that now. However, what's Nageya asked the Rambam Paskins over here in Aloch Yud Beis, that there's a difference between Koimitz Mincha with Malichis Ma'akiv and other Kabbonis with Malichis not Ma'akiv. This is what the Lacha Mishneh asks. We're not going to answer this question. That's a Kasha. The Rambam brings the Pasuk B'loi Sashbis, which the Pasuk is a Pasuk by Mincha. And when it comes to Malkus, the Rambam says the Malkus of Hikrib B'loi Melech applies to all Kabbonis, even though it's only learned out of B'loi Sashbis, which the Pasuk is talking about Mincha. B'loi Sashbis Melech Brisa Lekecho Me'al Mincha Secho, that's the Pasuk. And B'lgabe Malkus, the Rambam brings the Pasuk by all, and he applies it to all Kabbonis. And in regard to if it melech is ma'akiv or not, the Rambam brings the Veloy Sashbis and he says it's only by mincha, by koibitz mincha, that melech is ma'akiv. Shenema Veloy Sashbis melech brisa lekecha. Here the Rambam puts in me'al mincha sech. Okay, this is a question that the Mishnah asked. We're not going to answer that. But Akoponim, the Etzim Rambam, the Rambam is mechalik between Melichob, all Korbonos, other than Koimitz Mincha that's not Ma'akiv, and Melichob, Koimitz Mincha that's Ma'akiv. The Pshat we would be able to understand is maybe there's one mitzvah of Melicha, but the Torah said by Mincha that by Mincha, this mitzvah, Malicha, by Mincha is Ma'akiv. That's the Gzeiros HaKosov, even though it's one mitzvah that's Koilel, all Kabbonis, including Mincha, but there's a special Pasuk by Mincha telling us that it's Ma'akiv by Mincha, even though it's not Ma'akiv by all other Kabbonis. The Brisker Rav said, from the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos in Shoyrish Yud Beis, it would appear that the Pshat is Andrish. It's Tifa. It's a different Pshat in Gansin. Not that there's one mitzvah Melicha that's Ma'akiv by all by Mincha, by Koimitz Mincha, not by other Kabbonis. No, it would appear something else entirely. That there are two mitzvahs of Melichas going on over here. There's the Kloliyistik mitzvah Malicha, that's Takanat Ma'akiv, even by Koimitz Mincha. And then there's the mitzvah that was Mesuyim, we could say it was said by Mincha per se, and that mitzvah, Miyuchedes, by Mincha, by Koimitz Mincha, that's Taka Ma'akiv. But that only applies to Mincha, because it was a separate mitzvah that was said only by Mincha. The Rambam in Shoyrish Yid Beis tells us a klal that in Minyan HaMitzvahs he's only moine the mitzvahs, the klal, he's only moine the klal HaMitzvah, not the prat, not the protim, the chalokim of the mitzvah. He brings the Bahag and he's masig, he argues on the Bahag that's moine different protim in Mincha. And the Rambam quotes Melicha as one of the things that the Bahag, he means the Bahag, you know, I don't think he doesn't bring him a Mefurish, but that's what he means. The Bahag is Moina Melicha, as a Melichas Mincha, as a separate mitzvah. And the Rambam argues, and he says, it's only a prat. So the question arises that the Rambam himself, in Minyan HaMitzvahs and Mitzvah Samech Beis, the Rambam brings down Mitzvah Melicha as a separate Mitzvah. Says the Brisker Rav, Amoyer give a beautiful pshat, he says, and this is Mamish, this screams from the Rambam. The Rambam, it would appear from the Rambam that there are two things going on. There's the mitzvah that the Rambam brings down in Essay Samach Beis, the mitzvah klolis on all muktorim, koilel, koimitz mincha. There's a mitzvah melicha. But that mitzvah is not ma'akiv. And that's what the Rambam means in the beginning of Halacha Yud Beis when he says, Ve'af al pi sheloika akol ben korsha behutza. When the Rambam says, Chutz min ha-mincha sha-melech ma'akiv bekmitza, the Rambam is referring to a different thing. And that's what the Rambam is being masig on the Bahag. There's a special mitzvah of melicha by mincha per se, and in lomdis it's different. That's part of the makeup of the mincha. That's part of the process of the maisa ha-mincha. And that's takim ha-akiv. Memeila, the Rambam in Shoyrish Yud Beis, when he's arguing on the Bahag, he's not talking, he's not discussing the algemeine, the klolistic mitzvah melicha, which applies to all kavanis and koimitz mincha included. The Rambam over here in Shroshim is discussing the special mitzvah, the mitzvah that was said by mincha per se, that's part of the Maisa Mincha. And that's only a prat in the Maisa Mincha. And that's what the Rambam is saying, that it's not Nimne. He's not Moine that for a special mitzvah, because that's part of the makeup of the Mincha. It's a prat. It's Nishkin Klal. It's a prat. It's a chelek of the mitzvah. And that's the Klal of the Rambam, that the Rambam is not Moine in Minyan HaMitzvah. It's Chalokim of the mitzvah. The Meiloi Bazei, that's the Pshan and the Rambam here in Yad and Halacha Yud Beis. Avade, when it comes to the mitzvah in Samech Beis, the mitzvah klolis of Melicha, that's not Leikuva, that's not Ma'akiv. But the Rambam, when the Rambam concludes, Chutz min ha-mincha sha-melech ma'akiv bekmitze, the Rambam is referring to the Bazundara, the special mitzvah that's part of the Maisa ha-mincha, that was said in Minchin per se, that was said Li'ikuva. Says Rabbi Yosheber, it's Givaldik. The Rishonim apply the Klal of Mikmitze Ve'eluch Mitzvah Skuhuna, the Klal of Mikmitze Ve'eluch Mitzvah Skuhuna, L'choira, Tainit Rabbi Yosheber, is not applicable when we're discussing the Mitzvah Klolis of Melicha that was said in all Muktorim. Says Rabbi Yosheber, but we're discussing over here the mitzvah Meyuchedes that was said in Mincha, that's a chelik of the Maisa HaMincha. Memele Oibazei, that it would apply the Klal of Mikmitzvah Ve'eluch Mitzvah Skuruna. So this is up for discussion. That's Take, what do we show you to mean? The Tosis Chitzonius learns that's Taka the Svara V'chisal Al Daitach Shezakov L'Gavi Mizbeach. That's what Abaye is saying. No, that's what, I'm sorry, Rabbi Yosef is saying. So what did Abaye hold? And why Taka isn't there? Oivazevi, the way Rabbi Yosef is timing, the skull, what happened to the mitzvah Smelicha that was said B'miyuchad by Mincha? Why isn't there a Mikmitzvah V'eilach Mitzvah Skuhuna? That's good for the discussion. What's going on? We'll leave this with a shayla. But just to conclude, in pshat, we have to know over here, this is not really clear where the Rambam's mekor. How, in fact, how does it shtim? How does the Rambam coincide with the Gemara by us? That the Rambam says that Melicha is ma'akiv by Mincha. Let's put aside the Svora, but the Rambam paskins in Hilchis Yisu, the Rambam, we just saw Paskins, that Malicha is Makiv only by Koimitz Mincha. By other Kabbonis, it's not Makiv. And here in the Gemara, it would appear that it's the Loi Keman. The Gemara brings the Braisa of Rab Shimon that says, Kishem Sheyevshe LeKabbonis B'Loi Kuhuna, Kachi Yevshe LeKabbonis B'Loi Melach, it would be Mashmo, that Malicha is Makiv by all Kabbonis. Efsher, says Rab Shimon, LeKabbonis B'Loi Melach. We have over here that the Gemara brings down Omar Rab Yosef Rav Kitana Didon Svirilei the Omar Loi Molach Kosher B'Pshutoi, the Gemara's Maskon is like Rav Yosef, that the Tana of our Mishneh on Dafid Ches doesn't mean Loi Molach Koyin Alazar, means Loi Molach Klal. So it would appear like out the Tana of the Mishneh on Dafid Ches Malicha is Bechal Gansin, not Ma'akiv, even by Mincha. And here the Rambam is mechalik between Mincha and other Kobonois. We have a beautiful interpretation from the Briskerov, but how does it coincide with our Gemara? Bekitzer, Rav Shimon would appear from Rav Shimon that Malicha is marked by all Kobonois. From Rav Yosef Bedas Hatana, on Daf Yud Ches, the Tana of the Mishnah would appear that Malicha is ma'akiv. That's not, I'm sorry, it's not ma'akiv even by Mincha, even by Koimitz Mincha. Is the Rambam the Loi Keman? So on this we have two Mahalchim in the Noisei Kelim, how to explain the Rambam, and it would be enough Gemina for a different, a second Shaila. A second Shaila is what? How does the Rambam paskin, which is not clear? Seemingly there are steers in the Rambam. What's the halacha if a zar does the Malicha? The Rambam holds that Malicha is ma'akib b'koimetz mincha. Do you need a koyein? It's part of the Maisa HaMincha, like the Briskerov explains. The question is it an avoid that has to be done through a koyin, bedafke, or it can be done even through a zar? Bekitzer, does the Rambam hold, like Abaye says in the Gemara, bedas atana de Mishneh, loimalach hakoyin al zar? There are two mahalchim in the Noisei Kelim, bedas HaRambam. The Kesem Mishneh is miyashiv, that the Rambam, and he says that the Rambam holds like Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa, and the Kesem Mishneh is Mechadish that is a Machloikis over here between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, and this is a chiddush of the Kesem Mishneh. The Rambam learns that Rabbi Yehuda holds that Malicha is ma'akiv only by Mincha, not by other Kobonis, and he goes with the posik that he has the gifts of Rabbeinu Tam that Tosis brings down, Daf Yutes Amud Beis Dibra Maschil Harei, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that Malicha was only said liikuva by Mincha. Bris Amura Bemelach, which tells us that Malicha is Ma'akiv, that was said by Mincha. And the Gemara is quoting the Rabbi Yehuda is quoting the Pasuk that was said by Mincha Dafke. Rav Shimon that says, Kishem, he has a Gzeir Shava, and he says, Kishem Shei Efshel Kobonis B'loi Kuhuna, Kachi Efshel Kobonis B'loi Melach, Rav Shimon is goofa coming to argue in this Nakuda, and Rav Shimon holds that Malicha is Ma'akiv not only by Mincha, but by other Kabbonis as well. So according to the Kesem Mishneh, the Rambam Take Paskins, not like the Tana of the Mishneh, that holds that Malicha is Bechal not Ma'akiv, even by Mincha, not like Rav Shimon, but the Rambam Paskins like Rav Yehuda, who says, Beris Amura Bemelach, that Malicha is Ma'akiv only by Mincha, not by other Kabbonis. According to the Kesev Mishneh, what would be if a Zar does the Malicha? Taka would be possible. And that's the Mashmois in the Rambam in Hilchis Bias Mikdosh. The Rambam is pretty clear. If a Zar does the Malicha, he's Loike. That means the Malicha has to be done through a Koyin. This is according to the Kesev Mishneh. The Lecha Mishneh goes with a different Mahalich, and he says that the Rambam paskins not like Rav Shimon, but like the Tana of the Mishnah, not like Rav Yosef, but like Abaya learns the Tana of the Mishnah, that Loi Molach HaKoyen Elazar. According to the Lacha Mishnah, it comes out that the Rambam holds that Loi Molach HaKoyen Elazar is kosher. That means Malich is Ma'akiv, but it doesn't have to be done through a Koyen. According to the Kesem Mishnah, that the Rambam is Mekoz Rav Yehuda, it would pash this, we would say that Malicha is Ma'akiv, and it has to be done dafka through a Koyen. It's part of the Maisa Mincha, and I would say, Mitzvah Be'elech Mitzvah Kuhuna, like Tosfos asks, and like the Shita wants to learn, V'chisal Kedai Shazakov L'gavi Mizbeah, there's a dinner Mitzvah Be'elech Mitzvah Kuhuna, like all Maisa Mincha, that's Mitzvah Be'elech. It's an Avodah that needs Kuhuna. According to the Lacha Mishneh, it comes out that the Rambam holds, like Abaye Bidas Hatana de Masnisin, that Loi Molach HaKoyin Elazar, Melichis Kosher Bizar. There's a Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Zayin, if I'm not mistaken, the Rambam over there brings down the gifts we have is Molchon Zar is Kosher, it would be Mashman like the Mishneh, like the Lacha Mishneh, but the Rikukas has a few Pshatim, and one Pshat, he wants to say, that the Rambam doesn't mean molchon, you have to be goyres moshchon, and that would coincide with the Rambam and be a smigdosh. Just we'll conclude with this, and pertaining to the Rambam, to the Biskurov, that there's a new din, a new mitzvah of Malicha by Mincha, which doesn't apply by other Korbanos. There's a very interesting Rav and Tosis Yom Tov and Mishnayis on the Mishnah on Daf Yud Ches. The Gemara brings later in the Hemshech the Braisa Yochultei Mincha Kula Tuuna Melach Talma Loi Mekorbin Korbin Tuuna Melach Vein Mincha Kula Tuuna Melach, which is Lechoyra Apeladik Ezach. The Gemara, there's a Havamina that not only the Koimitz needs Melicha. Rashi says Mincha Kula means even the Shirayim are Necholim. Malicha, we know, applies to Muktorim. In fact, even the Tam of Malicha that the Rishonim give, the Rambam and others give, the Tam is that there should be a Tam, it shouldn't be Tapul, Beloy Tam, that applies only to Muktorim. There's a Havamin over here by Mincha that even the Shirayim that are Nechal that don't go on the Mizbech should also have a Malicha, which we don't find by other Korbanis. Now, the Gemara brings a Pasuk Korbin, right? That Korbin says, Dafke Korbin ton melo vein mincha kula tuna melo. The Gemara, the Brayis of Pashtus falls off from this Havamin. But it's interesting to know that the Rav and the Tosis Yom Tov bring a new pshat in Loi Molach, and it would appear that they learn that even after the pasuk of Korban, the Gemara, the Braisa means it's not ma'akiv b'chol ha-mincha, but l'chatchila the mincha, the whole mincha needs malicha, and it's a whole new pshat in Loi Molach kosher. Says the Rav. The Rav brings this when he on the Mishnah. Loi Molach kosher means Loi Molach Kula Elokoimitz, meaning to say, like the Tosis Yom Tov, it appears in the Tosis Yom Tov, Lechatchilu, you need that the whole Mincha has to be, the Malicha has to be done to the whole Mincha. B'di'eved, only the Koimitz. The Koimitz, if you Molach the Koimitz, the Rambam says Gager, but that's enough. But Lechatchilu, that the Gemara says Mincha Kula Tunamela, that's Lechatchilu. Even Lamaskona, Rabbi Kivagan Mishnah remains with a Tzorchian, if I'm not mistaken. Tzorchian God, I don't remember. Tzorchian, Agavonim, he asks, he says it's Tamua, that the Gemara, the whole Gemara would appear not like the Rav and the Tosis Yom Tov. The Gemara would appear that even Lechatchila there's no inyan to be Meleach, the whole Mincha. So we'll conclude with this, okay? But one thing, if there's such a pshat in the Rav and the Taisis Yomtiv that the Lechatchila, that the Mincha Kula needs Melach, it would appear that there's a new mitzvah Melicha that was said by Mincha per se. By other Korbanis, this wouldn't apply. The mitzvah Samech Beis of Alkol Korban Chatakiv Melach, that's only said to Muktarim. The Mincha Kula Tuna Melech, which according to the Rav and Taisis Yomtiv was said by Mincha Lechatchila, would appear that there's a new mitzvah of Melicha that was said Dafke by Mincha per se, and not by other Korbanos.